New heading. Moral authority as an ecosystem. I once worked with the president of a third world nation filled with corruption, violence, insurgency, and warfare that has gone on for years and years. The new president was a person of great courage. He boldly championed the importance of the rule of law and the Constitution, and he was courageous in his unwillingness to negotiate with terrorists and terrorist organizations. He was becoming increasingly trusted and very popular. I asked him what legacy he wanted to leave so that his work would go on and become institutionalized. As we spoke, it became increasingly clear to him that personal moral authority was not enough. He could see the significant need for both visionary moral authority and institutionalized moral authority so that his people would identify with his vision of peace through the rule of law, and with prosperity through third alternative synergistic communication, and that the underlying principles would be embedded in the very structures and systems of the government. Then gradually, a civil society could develop with its own cultural moral authority, where the mores and norms of society would sustain the rule of law, would promote preventative thinking and community policing, and meet the welfare and education needs of the general populace. He could sense how the basic model underlying the eighth habit of finding your voice and inspiring others to find theirs illustrates these four forms of moral authority. Cultural moral authority always develops very, very slowly, as has been the case all around the world, including in the United States. Nevertheless, it's useful to see what an ecosystem the four kinds of moral authority are, how, like a physical ecosystem, they are all interrelated and interdependent. The essence of wisdom is to see the connectedness of all things.